I would like to give the floor to Josh to wrap up the webinar.
Okay, thanks very much. It's been a very rich conversation, so I'm not sure I'll capture everything that's been said, but just starting quickly with Pavan's introduction, making the case that the financial sector is maybe ancillary or secondary to the impacts and dependence on nature, but that nevertheless it can have a large leverage effect. And you gave the example of the BP oil spill. And pointed out that what we don't know how that particular story is going to unfold, but we're looking for increased recognition by the financial markets of the potential risks from externalities of that sort. He then went through the different types of risk to try and identify which seemed most relevant to biodiversity and ecosystem services, in particular credit risk and operational risk and actuarial risk. He referred to some of the opportunities and that operational risks can also be turned into financial opportunities by helping business to cover the risks that they face. Talked a little bit about the need for improved disclosure on not just environmental externalities but also human externalities, the potential for virtuous competition among companies seeking to differentiate themselves in the market trend of growing demand for green products and services. Sagarika gave an investor perspective and talked particularly about the barriers to increased attention by business and investors to action on these issues, gave a plug for TEEB as providing a compelling case for government action. And I guess I would add to that, I hope it makes a case for business action as well. Sagarika pointed out that the expectation of more stringent environmental policy in the future and the need to get ready for that, and gave as an example SAB's Miller's work on water management in Bogota, helping to find cost-effective solutions to water security and water pollution. Let's see, Richard gave a banker's perspective and emphasized the issue of systemic risk. TEEB is highlighting another aspect of systemic risk, which unfortunately the financial services community hasn't been particularly good at dealing with lately. And as he pointed out, the challenge is finding ways to get mainstream capital flowing into biodiversity conservation, sustainable use, and ecosystem restoration, pointing out that there are lots of boutique investors and initiatives, but that it hasn't really gone mainstream, which of course brings us to the challenge of operationalizing TEEB, not just in financial services, but in all industries. One example being the potential of integrated financial and sustainability reporting. We then had several comments and questions. Hazel talked about the issue of speculation in what she called TEEB-related investments, basically the idea that if you create markets for some of these ecosystem assets, that could lead to an unanticipated, undesired speculative effect. Pavan responded that TEEB adopts a holistic approach and that we don't always need to create markets for ecosystem services. They're good for, in some cases, less so in others. And Richard came back and said, well, true, but we also need to ensure that financial markets do price in natural capital, but the flip side of that is that they're regulated effectively. So if we're going to go for a market solution or a more visible pricing of natural capital, we need to make sure that the financial markets don't run away with that. Friends, again, emphasize the point of biodiversity as a systemic risk. Pavan asked a question of Sagarika, which is how to get long-term performance reflected in the incentives of investment managers. And Sagarika responded that that's really to do with the changing expectations and requirements of asset owners. There was some discussion about insurance and the principles for sustainable insurance. Guidance and standards on net positive impact. And Laura asked the question about the balance of roles and responsibilities between the public and private sector and how to get business on board and instead of just saying that this is something that governments need to do. There were several other points made, but but I hope that gives a flavor of some of the discussions that that we had, and I hope that Ivo and his colleagues will be taking more detailed notes and able to provide a more coherent summary of the conclusions of this call.